America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Can I say welcome to the show?
Thank you, Greg Gehringer. Steve Sanchez with you on this Tuesday edition of the show. Glad to be hanging out with you tonight. 702-257-5396. That's how you join the conversation. Look, if you'd like to hang out and drop your comments on our 24/7 hotline, you can do so by calling 1-877-49-STEVE. Caution, be nice. And if you're not so nice, I might make you famous. I might play your messages on air. And we get some rather peculiar ones, that I can tell you. 1-877-49-STEVE. And, of course, phone lines here into our studios, 702-257-5396. COVID fatigue. Do you have it? I mean, it's a legitimate question, I think, to ask at this point, being that in March we will officially be 2 years into the pandemic, going into the third year, many say, because it started in 19. But I'm a math guy, and let's be intellectually honest. In March of 2020, that's when we had the 15-day to slow the curve, which has turned into 2 years of tyrannical behavior with no end in sight. So realistically, March, I believe it was the 15th, maybe the 16th of March, of 2022, which is just, well, gosh, maybe a month away, month and a half away. We'll be in this thing for 2 years. But it was only 15 days to slow the curve. And, you know, those 15 days to slow the curve ruined businesses, ruined people's financial lives. Businesses have changed forever. You got a lot of customer service now being handled out of the house. It sucks. You know it sucks when you're calling someone. I was on the phone today with Blue Cross Blue Shield, my health insurance company, and I literally waited 30 minutes, a little more than 30 minutes, for a simple question that their website that they love to push you to doesn't answer. Isn't it funny? They love to push you to the websites. Cox Cable loves to push you to the websites. Blue Cross Blue Shield loves to push you to the website. But yet when you get the website going, the website sucks. It doesn't do anything for you. And then when you try to chat, they're never available, or it's a virtual chat. And then when you try to call, you can't get to anybody. God forbid. It's like they think that you're trying to reach President Biden. You have to go through a plethora of menu. And typically, the one that I hate the most, I think you'll concur, is the one that says, "Hi, I am a virtual assistant. I understand complete sentences." And you know what I say? Get someone on the phone. It's ridiculous. All due to COVID-19, 15 days to slow the curve, which has turned into 2 years, again, of tyrannical behavior. It's just the reality. I mean, there was a poll that was just conducted regarding COVID fatigue. 70% of Americans say we just need to get on with our lives. I got on with my life after I had COVID. I said, I'm done, baby. I'm moving forward. Haven't you? I mean, I know we walk into a casino, we have to put the stupid mask on. I know we walk into a hotel to go have dinner somewhere, you have to put the stupid mask on. Good luck trying to see concerts. Most of them, most of the venues, most of the promoters are sheep to slaughter, and they're requiring a vaccination. Brown shirts is who they are. I have no respect for any of them, to tell you the truth. Are you part of the 70%? Do you fall into this recent poll? United States now, again, is in what they say year three, but realistically, 2020 to 2022, it's been 2 years, but whatever. 70% agree. And many had the same sentiment that were asked. I wasn't pulled. Were you pulled? I wasn't. I never get pulled on anything. But the most common answer on this poll was, it's time we accept that COVID is here to stay, and we just need to get on our get on with our lives. And this is a pretty significant poll. Monmouth University. I mean, that's pretty credible, I guess. Do you agree with this is my question to you. Do you fall into the 70% that just have COVID fatigue? And although you may have to wear the stupid mask because you can't get your services, you've moved on with life. In fact, let me tell you, Johns Hopkins just came out with a new study. And it's interesting. It's interesting that the study that Johns Hopkins came out with basically states that lockdowns had little or no impact on COVID-19 deaths. Interesting that we had to shut America down. We shut churches down. They weren't essential, but liquor stores were. People lost their lives. People lost their financial lives. It created a lazy mentality for many. That's why restaurants specifically can't hire people fast enough, because, well, everybody was getting their checks and being able to sit at home, and they were trying to become TikTok stars. You know it and I know it. Come on. Either TikTok stars or crypto experts. Incredible, right? That's the society today. So it's interesting that Johns Hopkins, let's be honest, there's a lot of credibility there at Johns Hopkins, has confirmed that the lockdowns had little or no impact. Do you agree with that sentiment? I do. I do. You know, it's interesting, too, that Glenn Beck did a piece, and it's quite shocking, quite startling. I tried to share it. I got banned or threatened to be banned. But Glenn Beck of The Blaze did an interesting piece on... Now, brace yourselves for this. Brace yourselves for this. On the U.S. government and Moderna creating an agreement in 2015 regarding the mRNA vaccine. That's correct. 2015, not 2019. Barack Obama was still the president. Let me say this again. Glenn Beck has a 153-page confidential document. Legitimate, 100% verifiable, 153 pages of confidential documents that in 2015, our government, the United States government and Moderna, created an exclusive agreement regarding the mRNA vaccine. It further states that in 2015, of a paper published about the Frankenstein coronavirus, Dr. Barrick and Dr. Chi. On page 104 of the 153-page document, it absolutely confirms through signatures that the NIH collaborated with Dr. Barrick and Dr. Chi. And it confirms that the United States government owns part of the vaccine that they're mandating on us. So let's sit back and think for a moment. This agreement was created in 2015, friends. Oh, it's not phony. It's real. 153-page confidential document. So why did the United States government in 2015 create an agreement with Moderna to co-own the mRNA vaccine? Why? Just my question. Hopefully, some of you scholars know. They're mandating this on us, in case you forgot. Oh, COVID's real. Of course. COVID was real. We know the COVID origins. We know it was created in a Wuhan lab in China. We know Dr. Frankenstein Fauci was funding gain-of-function research. We know he's lied about it. He wanted to cover up and call people conspiracy theorists that try to talk about it, like myself. You know, he's tried and went along with a plan, a narrative to discredit Dr. Robert Malone, who created the mRNA vaccine therapy, by the way, trying to discredit Dr. McCullough and so many other doctors that have a difference of opinion regarding this vaccine that doesn't seem to be working very well, does it? So COVID's real. Yeah, we all get it. It was a bioweapon. I've said this over and over and over and over and over and over and over. When other conservative talk show hosts, they say they're conservative, can't even muster the word bioweapon. They can't say it. They won't say it. So yeah, COVID was real. The virus was real. It's a bioweapon. But the response, I'm convinced now, was manufactured for control. For draconian, tyrannical control. The real question that I have for you tonight is, are you convinced that this is what this was all about? And I'm opening up the phone lines so we can have a discussion. 702-257-5396 is how you join the conversation tonight. 702-257-5396. So we've got COVID fatigue. 70% of America say, we're just getting on with our lives. Let's stop this nonsense. Are you one of the 70%? I am. I was one of the 70%ers a long time ago. Johns Hopkins' new study said, well, the lockdowns had little or no impact on COVID-19 deaths. Thank you for ruining people's businesses and their lives. Changing America fundamentally to almost what is a socialist country, having a nincompoop as the president of the United States, all because in 2015, per Glenn Beck, an 153-page confidential document that he has that shows that the United States government and Moderna created an agreement with Dr. Barrick, Dr. Chi, regarding the Frankenstein coronavirus. Oh, good God. This is not a movie, friends. This is not a movie. I don't think that Glenn Beck would put something out that would disparage or hurt his credibility. In fact, I've got a video that actually shows this, and he shows the documents. I mean, it's not, they're not made up. Just I can't share the video because the censorship police knows who I am. I have such a large platform, and they try to stop me. So I'm bringing this to the radio airwaves so that we can discuss it. 702-257-5396. That's how you join the conversation. I'm Steve Sanchez. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about. And of course, take your calls. Don't go away.
Groundbreaking talk for a nation on the brink. You're experiencing Steve Sanchez.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez with you on this Tuesday edition of the show. COVID fatigue, 70% of Americans now polled say they have it. We're done. It's going to be here. Let's get the hell on with life. I just want to know, do you fall into that 70%? I know I do. You know, I mean, think about this realistically. In March, it'll be 2 full years since the lockdown. 15 days to slow the curve has turned into 2 years of tyrannical behavior. And really no one in sight because the Democrats are in charge. These leftist loons are in charge. And the most interesting thing, there's two things actually that I find, is the Johns Hopkins new study that shows that lockdowns had little or no impact on COVID-19 deaths. That, you know, in fact, let me just read this to you. Because this is what's, I mean, this will blow your mind and shock you. If Fauci didn't know this, he's getting paid over $400,000 a year. So this is what Johns Hopkins says. We find no evidence that lockdowns, school closures, border closures, and limiting gatherings have had a noticeable effect on COVID-19 mortality. So please stop with the stupid vaccine mandates so we can get back to business and go to concerts again, for God's sakes. And stop masking up your kids. You look like damn fools. The damage, not only psychological, but medical. You cannot be healthy for these kids to be wearing masks 8 hours a day. For God's sakes. This is nuts. This is nuts. But what's worse is what I just told you about Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck sharing which he has in his hands, a 153-page confidential report, that in 2015, the United States government and Moderna created an agreement. An agreement regarding the mRNA vaccine. Also, on page 104 of that same report, it shows information regarding the so-called Frankenstein coronavirus that we're dealing with today, and research and findings from Dr. Barrick and Dr. Chi, showing that they collaborated with the NIH regarding the Frankenstein coronavirus. This was in 2015, friends. So yeah, based on what Glenn Beck shared, those documents are authentic. They look authentic. I think Glenn Beck is going to make something up like that. It seems that the United States government owns part of the vaccine that they're mandating against us. Phone lines are open. 702-257-5396 is how you join the conversation. So what am I saying? I'm convinced that COVID's real. I had it. Bioweapon, I've said it. But I'm convinced that the response was manufactured for control to take an election and create an enormous amount of fraud. Yes, fraud with a capital F. Because if you're going to try to get me to believe that Joe Biden won 81 million votes, the most successful president in the history of the country, more votes than Barack Obama, then you're just plain stupid. Sorry, I just have to tell you that. You're just a stupid person. I can't help you. I don't think anybody can help you. You're a sheep to slaughter. You'll be the one taking the number of the beast to be able to go buy groceries. Real simple. Simple. That's you. Sorry. Let's go ahead and get down to business and go to our busy calls. First up tonight is Frank. Frank, welcome to the program.
Outstanding, Steve. Let's go back to October of 1978. A lot of the networks, the TV, you can order, for example, Johnny Carson, but you can't order this one in October. The guy that had the job before Fauci, 60 years old, didn't drink and smoke, the epitome of health. He looked like he was 47, not a day over 48. He was telling, sitting next to Johnny, telling him about this new disease that's coming out and how it's going to work against the immune system and everything. Mm-hmm. Now, I happen to have bought into, like many Americans, that some native indigenous black American tribe deep in the Congo was having sex with monkeys, and that's where AIDS came from. And I confess, I bought into that. No, that was another American invention. He died 3 months later, and you cannot order that episode of Johnny Carson. Yeah. Let's go to Gulf War Syndrome, another immune disease system, which I met a guy making $28 an hour, but he was getting sick and he was in the Navy. He was forced to take the vaccine. Gulf War, again, it attacks what your DNA and, you know, picture chains. We all have different weak links in our chains, and it attacks these diseases attack the weak link. Now we come to today. Fauci took the place of that head of the NIH, you know, for 40, and he's a multimillionaire. Obviously selected and chosen, you know, but by the way, I'm telling you people about the tapestry of the fallen one.
Let me ask you something, Frank. And Frank, yeah, I'm going to tell you this because I'm up on break and I apologize, but okay. Great call and great comments. So really, in closing, what you're saying is that this has gone on, at least from what we can gather, since 1978. I've heard something similar to what you're saying, that you can't order that episode on Johnny Carson. It's nowhere to be found. And then this guy dies 3 months later after that. I've heard all of this. And now that I've read some of these things, now that some of these things are starting to leak, and again, Frank, I appreciate the call, I'm concerned. You should be concerned. Are you concerned? I guess is my question, friends. Or is this just something that's just going to blow off your shoulders like, whatever. I got to go place a bet at Dottie's. 702-257-5396 is how you join the program. Lots to talk about tonight. We'll be right back. Steve Sanchez with you on this Tuesday edition of the show, 702-257-5396. is how you join the conversation. I may never eat a Hershey bar again, and I love Hershey, especially Special Dark. I'm a dark chocolate guy. Not a white chocolate guy, because it's not really chocolate. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing like an original Hershey's on a s'more. Love it. And come on, how about the Hershey's Kiss? I could go on and on and on. Hershey Company is a tradition. It is nostalgia for this country, right? I mean, I'd rather eat a Hershey bar than a Godiva chocolate bar. That's me. I'm Americana, baby. I don't know if I'm going to ever have a Hershey bar again. I might just go to Nestle now and go do the Nestle Crunch. Nestle has a lot of good choices. And the reason I say that is because Hershey now is beginning to fire their unvaccinated employees. And I have a hell of a problem with that. I have a hell of a problem with that. And you should too. You should too. Because in America, last time I checked, we have got to send a strong message. Last time I checked. And last time I checked, the way you send a strong message, especially to corporate America, is don't buy their crap. That's how. That's how. And Hershey, I don't think deserves your business. I'm serious about this. Oh, I know we can't protest every company. We can't boycott every company. I get it. But just imagine if those in this country that buy Hershey products decided for a month not to buy Hershey products, the millions upon millions of people that are pro-liberty, pro-freedom, don't jab me, don't force me. If we stood up and didn't buy the Hershey products, do you think maybe they would change their mind on firing their employees because they don't have a vaccination? Not only are they firing their employees, they're forcing them to sign a 9-page confidentiality agreement that would waive their rights to sue the company or talk about their experiences with the company. Now, I happen to be a student of history, and I like to watch the History Channel and Titans of America and, you know, seeing Hershey, Mr. Hershey, create the Hershey Company and how he literally treated his company and his people. He treated them very well. He treated his employees very, very well there in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I bet he's rolling over in his grave, because I don't think if he was alive today, he would be forcing a vaccination on his employees. You see, but we rolled differently then. Men were men. Men weren't wearing dresses or trying to swim in women's competitions being men. I'm just telling you the truth. What the hell? You want me to lie to you? See, men were men. Men weren't afraid to be men. Oh, it's okay to be a man. I know you're driving right now, and I just made you uncomfortable because you might be on a date. You might literally, or you might be off to drinks right now at Frankie's Uptown, which, by the way, is my favorite place to eat in all of Las Vegas. And there's a lot of reasons for that, because it's just phenomenal. And you might have basically taken one of your coworkers out that you're trying to date. This was your night. You're listening to me right now, and you don't want to turn the station off. Because it's like, if I turn that off, she's going to think that I agree with Steve, which I do. Or she may be saying, Steve Sanchez has a hell of a point here. Men used to be men. Bold. Unapologetic for seeking chivalry. That's not happening anymore today, is it? Of course it's not. Oh, it's very far, few and far between. Let's not pretend. I know there's still men out there, but it's not like it used to be in the good old days. Just go on Instagram or TikTok and you'll see for yourself. Hell, just go to Starbucks and go sit inside the coffee shop for a moment and you'll see for yourself. We've lost something in our society. And Hershey Company should be ashamed of themselves. They should be ashamed of themselves. How many more studies like this one from Johns Hopkins need to come out? OSHA already said no to the vaccine mandate. The Supreme Court already said no to the vaccine mandate. What gives these companies the right? And then they try to threaten you that you have to sign a confidentiality agreement, or you're not going to get your separation payment. This is nuts. This is nuts. But if I speak about it, I get treated like Joe Rogan. If anybody else speaks about it, they get treated like Joe Rogan. It's just true. The censorship is incredible. Oh, the White House is giddy that Spotify convinced Joe Rogan for the, you know, the COVID advisory disclaimer. Incredible. We are in a censorship era. It's incredible to me that we are in a censorship era. So here's my question to you, speaking about Hershey Company. Are you personally still facing vaxxed issues at your work? I mean, right now, are you with a company that is forcing you or has made you? What's been happening? You know, I like to do this so often. Now that OSHA said no mandates over, with companies over 100 employees, is your company, is your employer still saying, well, it doesn't matter what Biden says, doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says, doesn't matter what OSHA says, I'm going to basically implement this policy, and if you don't like it, you can leave. Are you facing that still? I'd like to know. Phone lines are open. 702-257-5396 is how you join the conversation. I mean, knowing what we know, just like I said, just like the Glenn Beck information, just like the Glenn Beck information, him getting his hands on 153 pages of confidential information. In fact, I've got the clip. Producer Nate and Mark, who handles our boards, were able to quickly, teamwork makes the dream work, baby. They were quickly able to put this together so that you can hear, because they want you, just like I want you, to know the truth. Look, and you can at least listen and scratch your head and say, wait a minute. Maybe, just maybe, I better start looking into this a little further, because maybe, just maybe, I was duped. Mark, if we can run that, please.
We'll see how long this one makes it for.
Are you ready? This is 153 pages of the confidential agreement between Moderna and the U.S. government. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to 2015.
What?
Jason, what was happening in 2015?
Frankenstein coronavirus.
That's right. The same time Dr. Barrick and Dr. Shi published their paper on the new Frankenstein coronavirus. In fact, let's skip down to page 104. It shows that the NIH and Moderna were collaborating with Dr. Barrick. Wow. His signature is on page 106 of the material transfer agreement. But let's get back up to the top of this specific agreement. The NIH appears to be transferring the mRNA tech to Dr. Barrick. But look what they want to make clear. Quote, mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates developed and jointly owned by the NIAID and Moderna. I'm sorry. I mean, I've seen ulterior motives before, but usually you see them coming. Did you know that the government co-owns the vaccine? Oh, by the way, this is not part of the Trump's thing. This is not part of that. This is 2015. The same government that is now mandating its use owns the vaccine.
What the hell do you think of that, friends? That was Glenn Beck. Those are legitimate documents. Our government co-owns the vaccine. And they're mandating it. And people are getting fired because they don't want to take it. Suspicious yet? Phone lines are open. 702-257-5396. That's how you join us tonight. Friends, what are your thoughts when you hear that? Are you suspicious? Does it confirm that there's some foul play going on? Is this enough for a civil war? Because people lost their loved ones unnecessarily. People lost their businesses, their dignity, their jobs. This was going on in 2015, friends. What the hell? What the hell? Let's go ahead and move to our busy calls. Jason, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener. I just wanted to ask you a few questions. I mean, I'm really concerned here. I mean, it really starts, you sound more like Bernie Sanders. I mean, are you a capitalist? I mean, what's your actual opinion on business owners and what rights they have as far as how to run their business?
You said that you've been a long-time listener?
No. I said first-time caller, long-time listener.
Okay, so that's what I said. You've been a long-time listener. You should already know those answers if you've been a long-time listener.
Well, you said you're a capitalist, but there's a lot of conflicting opinion that you're saying here. You're saying that personal businesses, they shouldn't have the right to be able to establish their own policies. I mean, I thought we were all against the government policy mandating, which I was for, but now it sounds like you're against private businesses establishing.
Well, Jason, let me tell you this. Get the corn cobs out of your ears, and next time try to,
no need challenge. To be rude.
Well, I'm rude because I think you're an idiot. Okay, and I'm gonna act like those liberal talk show hosts that basically, I know what you are. It's what Rush Limbaugh used to say. You're a seminar caller, and the fact of the matter is that if you've been a long time listener, you know what I stand for. You know the freedoms I stand for. You just want to make hay.
Well, that's
what you're about.
That's what you're about.
You know it, and I know.
I don't know why you're saying these things. That's why I don't.
Well, I'm saying them because you asked me a stupid question, just like Donald Trump told that reporter. You know that's a stupid question. And you ask a lot of stupid questions. That was a stupid question, Jason. That's a stupid question. I sound like Bernie Sanders. That's the spirit of stupid. I mean, come on. You know damn well what I'm saying. Oh, what are you trying to say? That private business owner shouldn't have the rights? I can run circles around you, to be quite honest with you. And you're really Jay, because I recognize a voice. A dog always returns to his vomit. It's just you were banned a long time ago. That's who you were. That's okay. The conservative voice of reason. I'm the conservative voice of reason. Good try, Jason. If you want to have a discussion someday, try calling like a human being. And especially if you've been a long time listener. Ridiculous. Hey, you're not for private businesses having their own control over it. Oh, good God. How can you help people that are sheep to slaughter? I don't get it. I'm Steve Sanchez. Quick break. We'll be right back and get right back to the calls. Don't go away. You're never taking advice from a fool, not when you're hanging out here every single night with yours truly. And here's some other advice for you. If you want to go get a drink, you want to hang out where the cool kids go, you want to watch some sports on some flat screens and a cool ambiance and have food that'll change your life, then go to Frankie's Uptown, my favorite place to eat in all of Las Vegas. It's in downtown Summerlin in Festival Plaza, conveniently located right across the street from the baseball stadium. They got great drink specials, great food specials, and again, it's where the cool kids go. Trust me, I love it. I love their Italian sushi. I love their strolls, their wings. They've got a menu that'll change your life. Frankie Lee's the owner. His wife, Mrs. Pepperoni, usually walks around and makes everybody feel right at home. So if you're looking to go somewhere tonight, you're in the car and you're thinking, where do I go? That's where you need to go, and that's Frankie's Uptown in downtown Summerlin. All right, look, we've got a lot of calls on hold. Let's go ahead and continue our discussion. Up next is Benjamin. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hey, Steve, this is Benjamin. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Great, man. I really love what you're doing out here. I wanted to talk to you. I was one of the first people that got fired for not following the mandate.
Really?
Yeah, I worked at one of the luxury shops here in Las Vegas at the Bellagio, and they strong-armed a lot of the coworkers out there and a lot of the people out there with the whole mandate thing. They played a game with the whole religious exemption thing, and they asked us about our religious personal information, which we put in, but there was never an intent to give us an exemption. So somewhere out there in New York, in this company that I used to work for, they have a file on me with my personal information of my religious information, with, and there was never an intent. So I was fired for that whole situation.
You know, it doesn't surprise me, Benjamin. I mean, we're turning into a police state, unfortunately. We're seeing that. More cameras, more surveillance. Let me have your personal data. And I'm hearing that from a lot of people. You know, some went with that premise like, well, go ahead and put in for a religious exemption and we'll consider it. Well, it's not the employer's position to consider a religious exemption. That's your fundamental constitutional right guaranteed by the First Amendment. And this is why I'm just so concerned that lawyers haven't stepped up and started class action lawsuits.
Yeah, the thing is, though, they're not, these lawyers are afraid. We already did the research. It's very hard for an attorney to go out there and say, hey, I'm going to fight for your rights. I'm going to go ahead and fight for you. You have to go through a whole process with the EEOC. And a lot of people don't have the strength or the courage to keep on fighting for their rights. That's the thing. They make it so challenging that people just say, you know what, I'll take the shot. I'll give up. There's not many people like yourself or myself going out there and supporting people and saying, hey, this is the way you need to do it. And there's a process. At the same time, you know, we need to feed our families and eat. But at the same time, when you make us choose between our God, I mean, my God, and you make us choose between a shot by we already know by who, by these people that are putting it out there and are trying to put this in our system, I'm always going to choose God. But I've seen a lot of good people turn, man, and it's heartbreaking.
It's breaking
your will. It's breaking the will of the people. That's what they're doing. They're breaking people's will. This is what the mandate does. And I've seen it in their eyes, man. I've seen it in their eyes when someone says they're going to fight all the way, and the minute they say they have to take the shot to keep their job, to keep just to be able to put food on their table, man, it hurts, man. It hurts.
Yeah, no, it's. I appreciate the call, Benjamin. Thank you, and I wish you the best out there. I'm absolutely equally concerned, and I feel for so many people that are dealing with this. And we gave the government too much. And again, Benjamin, I appreciate the call. Thank you. We gave the government too much power. Is the bottom line. You know, we're all busy accumulating wealth: two cars in the driveway, a boat, jet ski, motorcycle, Rolex watch. You know. Shopping, going to dinner, taking cool vacations. We're all busy building the American dream, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And as we were building the American dream, there was the American scam going on against us, and now we've given them so much power that they use it against us. That's just where we're at in America, sadly. Phone calls on hold. Stay put. We're going to grab you on the other side. 702-257-5396. I'm Steve Sanchez. We'll catch you right after Top of the News. Don't you dare go away.